on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show from WRCO and WRCE. We have some things to discuss today, community conversation, and coming up, we're less than an hour away from another round of the Radio Auction 2024 Walk with Grace Radio Auction, which gets underway this morning. We have those items on display on the WRCO Facebook page and also on WRCO.com as well. And if you need a bidder number, call us at 647-2111 and get ready for the auction. That is also the number you'll use if you make a bid today. We have a week's worth of great conversation to share with you this week. Well, the Richland County Fair is not too far down the road. And Lyrica Marks, I know, who's the Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator, is working hard to coordinate everything. She was in not that long ago with a big announcement talking about some great talent coming to the Richland County Fair, including a young up-and-coming country singer by the name of Ashley Ryan. Ashley will be at the Richland County Fair Saturday night during the fair. And we have a conversation recorded earlier with Ashley to share with you on this part of today's morning show. It's coming up next.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Ashley Ryan joins us here on WRCO's Morning Show. Ashley's going to be coming to the Richland County Fair in early September. Ashley, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. We're looking forward to your showing here at the Richland County Fair, but are you going to be pretty busy in the meantime?
Oh, my goodness. Lots of new music coming out. I have a new song that just came out today, but we're even going back in the studio to cut more songs. So we're heavily focusing on new music, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, that's awesome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'm originally from Corona, California. Shout out to my California people. I moved to Nashville in 2017 to pursue music. I actually went to Belmont University to get a music business degree, but then I dropped out after a year because I realized that I did not want to be on the business side of things. I wanted to be an artist. I was songwriting at the time, and I just started spending more time on my craft and went to the studio, released my first song ever, Reload, and it did pretty good. I just started doing more music stuff, and here I am. I'm now signed with an independent label called Spinville Entertainment. Been in Nashville for about 7 years now, and we're putting out new music. It's crazy. It's been an awesome ride.
Yeah, and you've been getting good response. Which song has been getting maybe the most response or has had the most radio play?
Oh, I would definitely say my single Hush Little Baby. That, honestly, it blew me by surprise because it was a song I wrote originally wanting Miranda Lambert to cut it, which is so funny. I wrote it when I was 16, and I posted a little snippet of it on social media, and it went viral back in, this was 2023, and so I ended up releasing it, and it's since done great. It's amassed over 30 million streams on all DSPs, so crazy. That's kind of the song that kickstarted everything, so... Yeah, that song is definitely my number one.
Awesome. Have you been making some videos to go along with the songs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So go check out the Hush Little Baby music video. We had a lot of fun on that. We have a couple music videos. They're all on my YouTube, just Ashley Ryan Music. And, yeah, we've done a lot of videos. We have some visualizers out. And we have a music video coming out for the single we released today for Poor Girl. I'm excited about that. But release date is still being determined on that one.
Oh, that's awesome. Tell us a little bit about Poor Girl.
Yeah, for sure. So I wrote it with Quinn Loggins, Larry McCoy, and Frank Stopak. And we were all actually on a writer's retreat in Encinitas, California. Don't know if you've been. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we wrote it near the beach, and we wanted to come up with this fun, kind of sassy song. And Frank came in with the idea called Poor Girl, and we were like, okay, what does that mean? So we were trying to play along with the title, and we just came up with this track about this girl going to a bar with her boyfriend, and the bartender's just being a little too flirty with him right in front of her, and me growing up on Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, I had to add some sass to it. So it's basically about a girl threatening to kick a bartender's butt for messing with her man.
And a play on the word poor is spelled P-O-U-R for our listeners that didn't know, so...
Right. We were very proud of that. We wanted to twist it. I've always loved taking titles and writing like the opposite of the first thought that you think when you hear a title. You know what I mean? Make it a little different. And right. Yeah, we had a lot of fun writing that song. It was super fun.
Yeah, I can tell. So are you getting any response? I know you are nationwide, but are you hearing from fans like overseas and everything?
Oh my gosh, yeah, we've actually had a lot of support from our Australian friends. We've had a lot of UK fans reaching out. I'm like flooded with DMs from a lot of people from the UK, which is crazy. I never in a million years would have ever thought that. But it's awesome. The UK loves country music, so does Australia. So outside of the US, those are definitely our two main places.
Living in Nashville, as you do, and working there, it's such a creative place. Does that kind of inspire you because you're with other creative people?
Honestly, that's a great question because it can kind of do both. It can be very inspiring and it can be very discouraging at the same time because while you're surrounded by all this talent, you kind of start second guessing like, okay, like, did that person already fill a spot that I wanted to fill? Am I good enough? Am I as good as this person who's finding success? But it's really easy to kind of get in that mindset where you're very competitive. There's healthy competition for sure. But I think you have to also remind yourself why you moved here. Stay true to the craft. And you just got to be confident because you have to be your own cheerleader before you find other cheerleaders that believe in you too. So it's a little bit of both. You get inspired, but you can easily start going down discouragement and feeling a little nervous about things. But I try to keep a good head on my shoulders and keep doing my thing, keep writing songs that I love. And eventually people will love it, you know? I think if you work hard and just be kind to everyone, there's a spot for you.
Have you played shows like with other writers, for instance, at the Bluebird Cafe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love the Bluebird. I actually have only played there once. But I wrote with one of my writers, Larry McCoy. He's actually my manager as well. He was playing one of the shows, and he brought me up, and I sang a song. It was actually my Hush Little Baby song. And I don't even know if we released it at the time, now that I think about it. But we had such a great reaction to the song, so I think that's when we decided we wanted to release it. But it was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I love playing with my friends.
So you write with other people then?
Oh, yeah, we got lots of co-writers. This town is full of songwriters, so absolutely.
How does the process work then? You mentioned Poor Girl, where you had like a title, but sometimes do you have a melody and you add words, or how does it work, Ashley?
Yeah, honestly, that's a great question, too. I think it's different for everyone, and it's different for every song. There will be days where I'm just on my way to go get some food at Chick-fil-A or something, and a melody just strikes in my head, and I'm just voice memoing some random lyrics just to fill the melody. And then I'll send it to some of my co-writers. We'll get in the next day, write a song. And so that's one way. I mean, sometimes you just meet up with your co-writers and you have no idea what you're going to write. And then we all have notes in our phones. Songwriters are notorious for, you know, pulling out their phone and writing something down when they think of something or hear something. So it really depends. Sometimes you write a melody first. Sometimes you write a chord progression first. Sometimes it's just the title of a song and you kind of just sit around in the room and talk about it and you kind of pull on each other's ideas, and it's a very fun creative process for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Have you crossed paths with anybody that you consider an idol?
Oh my goodness, yes. So the first 6 months of living in Nashville, I actually went to a pop-up show for Keith Urban, and let me tell you, I grew up on Keith Urban. He's always been definitely one of my favorite artists. And he pulled me up on stage. We sang a song together, which blew my mind. And then he invited me to sing at Bridgestone Arena 7 months later. And we sang that same song. One of my favorite songs by him is the song Without You. And so we did a little duet there at Bridgestone to a sold-out show. And let me tell you, that freaked me, little, 20-year-old me. And It was insane. So Keith Urban has definitely always had a special place in my heart for that experience. Absolutely.
That's
awesome.
That's awesome. And he seems like a real nice guy. I guess that would prove it, too.
Oh, my gosh. He's so nice. He just treats you like you're equals. Like, he's not a star. You're a fan. Like, no, he treats you like you're two people. He's awesome. He's a great dude.
So you write poetry from time to time as well. How do you determine what's going to be maybe put to music and what's not?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, you're asking great questions. I don't even think I've thought about this. It's funny because it's honestly, the best way I can describe something creative like this is that there's no algorithm to it. You know, it's like trying to put logic to something that doesn't really require logic. It's just a fun, creative thing. So there's not really a formula, at least in my opinion. I think it's just one of those things that you naturally feel inclined to pick up a guitar and you just start singing something. And I don't know, poetry to me kind of is music, you know? So it's art. It's simply writing something from your heart. Even if it's something silly or sassy, it's still coming from you, and you add a melody that feels right with the lyrics, and then you pick up a guitar. It's like this beautiful harmony of this artistic creativeness coming together, and it's pretty magical. But I don't know if there's really like a formula to it, you know? It's just kind of a natural thing that happens.
Will you be opening some shows for other artists here this year?
Oh gosh, I'm hoping to. We have been spending a lot of time in the studio, and we've had a couple one-off shows here and there, but the goal is definitely to start building up a tour, so we're definitely looking towards that. Very excited. That's why I'm very excited about this Wisconsin show.
Right.
Well, we're really excited to come play.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because you would approach it differently if you were an opening act for somebody, but here in Richland Center, you are the act, so you probably approach the show a little bit differently, don't you?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's just so fun to think that people are coming to, like, see me play in general, you know? It's fun. When you grow up being, like 16, when I first wrote a real song, because before that it was poetry, you kind of are just in your little bubble of a 16-year-old girl writing songs about her heartbreak in high school. And then as you get older and you start actually pursuing this as a real career, it gets real when people start wanting to come see you play, and they know your songs, and they're singing your lyrics back to you. So I don't take any stage for granted, whether it's me being an opener or me being a headliner, whatever it is. It's all the same. It's the same show. We're having fun, and we give it our all. We just have a blast.
We've talked about it recently, how, you know, country music is really a melting pot anymore. I mean, it's the place for, like, a folk-style song or a dance song or a drinking song. They all kind of come together, and I think that's what kind of makes it fun, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think country music is, you know, it's not just having a fiddle on the track or a banjo on the track. It kind of encompasses a lot of different things, different elements. And that's what's kind of awesome about Nashville. Anyone can kind of move here with a dream and add their own little twist to it, you know? So I think it's really fun. I like it.
Coming from California by way of Nashville and coming through Wisconsin, the Midwest, and what kind of, you know, you're kind of seeing the country now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. So I grew up in a little, I guess, suburban area, city area too, I guess, kind of in California. And so I've always been a country girl at heart. I remember begging my mom to move me to Texas on a farm with horses and cows and all that. And so I've always just loved the country. So yes, absolutely. I've seen so much country just being in Tennessee in general. So it's been amazing. I love it.
How can people get a hold of your music and follow you?
Yeah, absolutely. All my social media is Ashley Ryan Music, pretty simple, and my website is Ashley Ryan Official. And yeah, all my my streaming platforms, just Ashley Ryan. I like to keep it simple, so that's pretty much it, yeah.
Hopefully people will check that out, and kind of we're trying to build a little buzz here in the city and also in southwest Wisconsin, so people know you real well by the time you get here in September.
I love it. I already feel so welcomed. I'm not even there yet. I'm so excited. I love this.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're certainly going to have you back on the air before that, leading up to that, but we kind of wanted to get an initial interview with you and talk to you and kind of tell people that you were coming here and everything. So, Ashley, until we talk again, good luck to you, and thank you again for sharing the music with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was a blast. I really appreciate you guys taking the time. It's awesome.
Ashley Ryan joining us here on The Morning Show from WRCO.
I'm a decent man. No, I ain't perfect, but I'm learning how to be the best I can. But I got demons collecting dust, and I buried them so damn far down so they can't find their way back up. So don't mistake my kindness for weakness, 'cause I can flip that switch and you can find out quick. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, 'cause I can be a loose cannon. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Don't pull the trigger, try your luck. If you shoot your shot, better pray to God that I don't get my ass back up, 'cause you won't get your ass back up. There's a hell on the other side. Yeah, tread real light, dare you to light that fuse, 'cause I can be a loose kid. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, 'cause I can be a loose cannon. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't.
Tyler Braden on WRCO FM 100.9. 64 degrees this morning on a Tuesday, July 30th, down to July's waning days. Oof, my goodness, it's going to feel like hotter than July and hot August nights coming up here in the next few days. In fact, the temperatures, as you look out and about, today 86, tomorrow 89, 85 Thursday, and then mid to upper 80s again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe a little respite around 80, but it will feel like summer in the next few days with the hot and humid conditions, no doubt about it.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Spark Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Spark Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Duncan.
Get ready, Mineral Point Monster Truck fans, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. The Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air, just like you see in TV. Plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big, sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the driver. drivers. And now get tickets in advance at MonsterTruckTour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.MonsterXTour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck. The Monster X Tour. For a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. Advance tickets at MonsterXTour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin 2-Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, and implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pole on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig, and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Furman heritage with us.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights only $20.99 and mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
We'll be shadows in the moonlight. Darling, I'll meet you at midnight. Hand in hand we'll go, dancing through the Milky Way.
Dan Murray, Shadows in the Moonlight on WRCO, WRCE. Good Tuesday morning. A look at news, weather, and sports is coming up. A fun recap of the Brewers with a win last night. Also, the Brewers make a deal for a relief pitcher. Actually, no, a starting pitcher, it looks like. Frankie Montes of the Reds. So he'll be coming over. The Brewers reportedly, unofficially giving up Jacob Junis and, Joey Weimer, I believe. So we'll see. We'll follow that this morning in sports. Brewers are purchasers instead of sellers. That's always a good thing, I guess. Here's Tracy Lawrence.
Lately she's been picking fights, dropping hints, and just last night I caught a tear as she slipped off to sleep. She's not here, but she's not gone. I guess she must be waiting on the kind of man I promised her I'd be. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her. What keeps killing me? Knowing I've been blind, as any fool can see. How long did I think she'd stand for me to be the kind of man that came and went just as I dang well pleased? She sits at home alone with fears and feelings of her own. Lord knows goodbye would bring me to my knees. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her mind, and it's too late for what keeps killing me.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 86 with a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Increasing clouds and humid tonight. A 40% chance of thunderstorms late and a low of 68. Wednesday, a shower or thunderstorm possible early, then partly sunny and steamy with a high near 90. Right now in Richland Center, we are at our overnight low. It is 64 degrees.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. A challenge to the way Wisconsin handles absentee ballot requests has been dismissed by a Door County judge. WisPolitics reports the challenge came earlier this year from an Amberg man who objected to changes to the envelopes approved last year by the Elections Committee. The man also wanted to force voters who requested their ballots online to file a written statement and hand it in with absentee ballots. Judge David Weber dismissed the case on Monday. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call says the ruling is a victory for accessible voting. Conservatives who backed former President Donald Trump in the 2020 election have made numerous attempts to limit absentee voting since the election. The State Fair is just around the corner. The 173rd edition of the Wisconsin State Fair opens its 11-day run at State Fair Park in West Allis on Thursday. Crews are busy setting up booths and 38 amusement rides. All of those rides must be inspected by the state in order to operate. The fair also has third-party independent inspectors that will be present every day. You can find a daily schedule of fair events and information on tickets at WISTateFair.com. Professor of Medical Physics Marina Emborg says brain cell grafts in monkeys helped jumpstart the trial. Not only did motor skills improve in the primates during the study, but also dopamine production increased dramatically and symptoms of depression and anxiety were reduced as scientists helped to kick off a new clinical trial for treatment of Parkinson's disease. Emborg says the work done by the primate study will help better inform the way patients in the human trial receive and recover from the new therapy. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is asking voters to vote on a pair of Republican-authored constitutional amendments that would take away the governor's power to spend federal money. Evers says Republicans want to take more power for themselves from the amendments, and they would change the balance of power in the state. Republican-authored bills seeking similar changes have passed the Republican-controlled state Senate and Assembly, but have been vetoed by Evers. Republicans argue legislative oversight over federal funding is appropriate. Both are on the ballot on the August 13th ballot for the primary election. Wisconsin whooping cough outbreaks continue to make the news.
The Department of Health Services reports there have been 226 cases of the disease so far this year, and State Immunization Director Dr. Stephanie Schauer tells the Journal Sentinel that's a significant increase over last year. While most of the infections have been in teens, nine of those cases were in infants under 1 year old. Babies that young cannot be immunized, and the disease is much rougher on them, sometimes fatally so. DHS recommends everyone check to see if they're immunized, and if not, schedule an immunization with your doctor. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Walk with Grace teams are reminded that today is T-shirt pickup day.
And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. up at the Grace office. So Marsha Brookhammer and her team will be up there to hand out your T-shirts that you've ordered for your team. So come on up anytime during those hours. If you cannot make it during those hours, please let us know and we'll try to accommodate you at a different time.
I was June Nee, the walk chairperson. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Following the T-shirt pickup today, the next event on the Walk with Grace calendar is the Team Captain and Survivors Night reception coming up on Wednesday, August 7th at the Phoenix Center. Doors will open at 5. Everyone is invited to attend to enjoy a free will pizza dinner and hear from researchers at the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson in La Crosse. Day 2 of the Walk with Grace radio auction will be happening today between 10 and noon here on WRCO Radio. And if you're interested in any of the items, you can check it out at the WRCO Facebook page, or you can see a list of the items on our WRCO.com homepage. So the auction will get underway, and bidder numbers will be accepted. And if you need a bidder number, you can certainly call us as well later this morning at 647-2111. The deadline is approaching for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources applications for the eCycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection Grant. The grants are for projects hosting an electronics collection site or event between September of 2024 and December of 2025. Recipients will be awarded up to $100,000 in grants. Businesses, local and tribal government bodies, and nonprofits are all eligible. The amount awarded for grants each year is based on available funds from fees electronic manufacturers pay as a part of the eCycle Wisconsin program. That includes projects in Crawford and Iowa counties. For more details and a link to the application form, visit the DNR's eCycle Wisconsin Information for Collectors website. Applications are due by Wednesday. A Minnesota man faces drug charges after being pulled over with a significant amount of marijuana in his car. Trempealeau County deputies pulled the man over on Saturday for speeding on I-94. A drug dog alerted on his vehicle, and officers allegedly found 30 pounds of pot inside, along with some meth. The man has not been formally charged, but has been referred on numerous felonies. And a crash landing occurred in the state over the weekend.
The sheriff's office there says the 28-year-old Georgia man piloting the single-engine aircraft was flying back home from EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. After his plane began losing power, the pilot said he was forced to make the emergency landing in the field in the town of Hubbard. Authorities arrived at the scene to find two planes in the field. One was disabled and the other, also departing the Oshkosh event, landed to check on the pilot of the disabled plane. There were no injuries or property damage reported. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Coming up, a look at weather for today and the rest of the week looks a little steamy.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Today, partly sunny and warm, humid conditions, a high of 86. There is a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon, up to a 40% chance of thunderstorms late tonight, and a low of 68. 89 degrees for Wednesday's high, Thursday 85 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. And by Friday, isolated showers through early afternoon, breaks of sun, and a high of 87. Currently in Richland Center with foggy conditions after the midnight reading of 67, which followed yesterday's 85-degree high. We also picked up 25 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, different rounds of showers in the morning, and then also early evening, some rain last night as well in the community. After that midnight reading of 67, we're down from that. 64 degrees is the current reading and the overnight low.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a Brewer win last night. The Brewers also reportedly make a trade.
Ellis Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an Ellis Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. So the WIAA, in partnership with Rural Mutual Insurance, has selected the Team Sportsmanship Award winners for the 2024 Spring State Team Tournaments. The winners of the prestigious award, Oak Creek in baseball, Laconia in softball, Rice Lake in girls soccer, and Madison West High School in boys tennis as well. Also, the Church League softball tournament continues. Actually, the tournament starts next week. This is the final night of the regular season at Crosscut Park. On the East Diamond at 7 o'clock, Richland Baptist Temple 1 will take on Boscobel Assembly of God. At 8:15 tonight, St. Mary's plays Bethel Lutheran. On the West Diamond at 7, the Mission tangles with Richland Baptist Temple 2. And at 8:15, Free Methodist will take on Church of the Nazarene. The Church League tournament is set for next Tuesday night, August 6th. The Atlanta Braves scored the first two runs Monday night at American Family Field, then watched the Brewers come roaring back to win 8-3. Milwaukee got home runs from Willie Adames, Jackson Chirio, and Rhys Hoskins. Adames had three hits and drove in three. Hobie Milner got the win in relief as the Brewers increased their lead in the National League Central Division standings to 7 games over the Cardinals. Manager Pat Murphy says the team kept working hard.
Kids struck out 7 out of the first 9 hitters of the game, but we kept pecking away. You know, there's some key moments, but none bigger than Willie's homer. Hoskins sneaks in another homer. You know, Chirio sneaks in another homer, but a lot of key moments.
Some other games from around the majors last night. Cincinnati was beating the Cubs 7-1 and Arizona 9-8 over Washington. Interleague play, Texas 6, the Cardinals 3, Pittsburgh 5-3 over Houston. The Mets 15, Minnesota 2, the Yankees 14, Philadelphia 4. In the American League, Baltimore 11, Toronto 5, Cleveland 8-4 over Detroit. Toronto 8, Baltimore 4. Boston 14, Seattle 7, Kansas City 8-5 over the White Sox. Reports from Cincinnati indicate the Reds made a trade with Milwaukee for starting pitcher Frankie Montes. The Brewers will send outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to Cincinnati. Montes is a 31-year-old right-hander who has pitched 93 and a third innings in 19 starts, compiling an earned run average of 5.01. The Brewers are his fourth major league team. He started the season strong with 6 good starts and has trailed off since then. As the Packers enter week 2 of training camp, coaches say left tackle Rashid Walker is doing a good job of keeping the important position in the lineup. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich says Walker has an edge about him. Stenovich says Walker plays like he has a chip on his shoulder. The 6'6", 324-pound lineman is entering his third NFL season this fall. Stenovich says Walker still has a learning curve as he works on improving his technique. He played his college football at Penn State and was taken in the 7th round of the 2022 NFL Draft. Braylon Allen will be missed, but there's plenty of experience and talent remaining in the Badgers running back room. 6th-year senior Chez Malusi is being counted on to lead the charge, but has had injury problems since arriving in Madison. Tui Walker comes to Wisconsin through the transfer portal after rushing for 513 yards and 7 touchdowns on 102 carries at Oklahoma last season. Redshirt junior Jackson Aker will be a top reserve, and 4-star prospects are on the roster as freshmen. Dylan Jones and Darian Dupree. Training camp opened Monday, and Coach Luke Fickell has 32 days to prepare his team for the August 30th season opener against Western Michigan. That's an update on sports today from WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee.
Why should you join us at Simon's Recreation Complex?
It's not about our modern equipment or our great exercise classes or even our comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. Hi, this is Tracy, and if you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex are just for young people, it's time to rethink that old notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle reserve and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also benefit your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8522, or visit us at simonsrec.com to see how we can help you retain your quality of life. 100.9 WRCO.
Stole it, started hanging out, talking smack, then a kiss and then a few. Looking back, I didn't know.
Morgan on WRCO Radio. Old Henry Bray is making his way this way. It's Quizzy Poo Day, and we'll have that for you a little bit later on today. Chances to win some delicious ice cream. We're down to the final couple of days of July Ice Cream Month, so that's happening today as well. And day number two of the Walk with Grace radio auction gets underway at 10 this morning. We have another whole lineup of good stuff, fun stuff, practical items, and more. So get ready to maybe bid. If nothing else, listen. Sometimes you might need not even know you need something until you hear about it on the radio. And then, oh, yeah, I better pounce on that, you know? Here is Jimmy Allen.
I bet you're up there making
sure you're loving every minute. If there's a golden pond full of fish, I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with the jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you the mama's still cooking.
High temperatures expected to reach the mid to upper 80s today. It is 64 in Richland Center. It's 7 minutes before 7.
This is Andy from Recreo Livestock with your market results from July the 29th. We had 424 head a day, 29 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 170 to 180. Choice Holstein steers, 159 to 169. And select unfinished steers heifers, 158 down. 110 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring, 125 to 146. The middle 60, $1 to $1.24. In the bottom 20%, 99 and down. One bull today, no real test on bulls. 275 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 480 to 690. Quality Holstein heifer calves, $400 and down. Quality beef calves, 420 to 980. And the light pork quality calves, 110 down. Don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Recreo Livestock. Have a great week.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two Cylinder Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Kermit heritage with us.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, high-tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you for joining us today on a Tuesday, the 30th of July. Phil Nee with you. We're counting down the days till, well, August and all of the many things that will be going on. In fact, it's another cool weekend in Southwest Wisconsin with lots of fun events going on. We'll be telling you more this week during our morning show get-together. Here is Ray Stevens.
As a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit and blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. Seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy